The wit, rousing swood play, and breakneck pace will once again keep kids hooked, says Publishers Weekly. The cliffhanger ending will leave readers breathless in anticipation of the fifth and final volume, says School Library Journal.
Welcome to Floor 600. This is a podcast where two friends, Natalie
and Quinn,
read the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series by Rick Riordan. We are now beginning the Battle of the Labyrinth, the fourth book in the series. Woo! So Quinn, what was that weird pronunciation of wordplay?
Well, as we discovered while we were planning what we were going to read for like the intro of the intro.
Yeah.
We discovered that the little blurbs of quotes on the back of our books are different, but the same.
Yeah. Mine says the wit and rousing wordplay, and I bought this one like 3 weeks ago.
And mine says the wit and rousing swordplay, and I bought mine 10 years ago. Yeah. At least.
Yeah. This is like, it doesn't say when this one was printed. Because all it says is the first Disney Hyperion paperback edition, April 2009, and this is not that.
Well, okay. Mine is the 2009 edition.
Cover illustration. Copyright 2014 by John Rocco. Was this published in 2014?
It must have been published after 2014. Strangeness, my friend.
Quinn didn't believe that it didn't have the republication date, so she stole my book and is now pouring through it.
That is weird, and I don't like that. Why? Why, book? Why are you broken? You're broken, my friend. Whatever. But quotes don't change. Swordplay, nope. wordplay, swordplay.
Yeah. So, here we are.
Just a hint of what other weird conversations and stupid conversations you'll get if you continue listening to this fourth book, I don't know, recap discussion that we have as our podcast.
Okay. Not sure what's going on here. So I thought we would begin this lovely introduction, as we always do, with some information on this book.
Mm-hmm.
So, The Battle of the Labyrinth. Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Battle of the Labyrinth. Fourth installment in this beautiful series by Rick Riordan was published on May 6, 2008.
Cool. So my copy's from 2009. But what's interesting is the book takes place in the summer of 2007.
So it was published after he wrote it.
No, I mean like the books, they are now not coming out at the same time that they're published or over the time.
They're not set in the same time that they're coming out.
Yes. So the book yes. takes place in the summer of 2007. Okay, so there's 20 chapters. Hey, wait. There's 20 chapters and the other ones too. What?
I know, it seems to be a theme.
Yeah.
And there are 361 pages in the hardback edition and 400 in the paperback edition.
Is that including the extra chapters that they always add?
I don't think it could be.
My copy has 361 pages, but that's not including the extra chapter. It has the first chapter of The Last Olympian in the back.
My copy has the first chapter of The Last Olympian and the first chapter of The Red Pyramid.
Oh, well, fancy dancy there.
I know. Okay, weird. So, I don't know, but fun facts. The one sentence teaser from Riordan Wiki reads, "The story tells of Annabeth Chase as she leads her friends in a quest to find the inventor of the infamous labyrinth when they discover its role in a dark plot against the camp by Cronus' army."
Oh my god, I love it! They don't even mention Percy Jackson once! Oh my god!
It's literally all about Annabeth.
And I'm for it. Oh!
We stan Annabeth.
So great. Oh man, I'm so excited by that. Thank you, Riot and Wiki.
I know, I read it. I was like, wait, what? As I read it, I remembered that Annabeth leads this quest. Which leads us into our first quest query.
Quest query!
What did you remember about the story before you started reading it? And I remembered literally nothing.
Yeah, like maybe major plot holes like the labyrinth is a thing. Camp is a thing.
Percy and Sam Annabeth
are a thing.
Ha, ha.
Ha! Yeah.
Yeah. What is jumping out to you as you begin the reread?
Okay, so as we record the intro episode, we have already read the first three chapters. So just going in with the knowledge of the first three chapters, I'm like really enjoying it.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Getting excited. Getting really excited. Like, I feel like normally in Rick's books, they sort of start off a little bit slow and build, mm-hmm. and then you're like, ah, I'm into it, but I don't know, maybe it's because we didn't take a week off between reading this and then now recording, or...
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's just, like, he spent... Like, yes, we see Percy blowing up the school, but, like, he just went right into it. Like, that first chapter is, like, not very long.
Yeah, there's not much of the... Not much story recap.
Right.
It's like, Rick has now started to assume that you have read the previous books.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I know, I hate recap. Ugh. But, yeah, as we're beginning the reread, I remembered, as soon as I read the part where Percy meets Quintus, I was like, oh yeah, he's not trustworthy.
Oh, really?
I have no
memories of what Quintus does, but I liked him as soon as I saw him.
I know, that's the thing, you like him a lot. But, should you? It's a real question.
I have things about Quintus. I already have questions about him that we'll talk about in episode 20.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to in this book, if anything?
Come on. We all know what we're looking forward to.
Percy and Annabeth's relationship being developed.
Yeah.
And, like, I also...
And more relationships being developed. This is, like, the relationship book.
Yeah. Because they're reaching that age mm-hmm. where they're mm-hmm. thinking about mm-hmm. it.
Oh. Oh. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting.
What was that sound you just made? Oh my gosh. And just like the development of Annabeth as a character in general. Because.
Yeah.
I heart Annabeth Chase.
Yeah.
And we didn't see her hardly at all last book.
Mm-mm. It was very disappointing. Didn't get to talk about Annabeth that much.
No.
But sadness. Not this time. Because Annabeth Chase is the main character according to Riot and Wiki, and I am for it. So, tune in next episode, so episode 20, where we're reading chapters 1 through 3 of the Battle of the Labyrinth by Rick Riordan.
Yeah, boy.
And you can always send us your Percy Jackson stories and comments and whatever, things that you think that we need to talk about, things that you just want to contribute to the conversation. I don't know. If you have something to get off your chest, we're here for it. And you can email us at floor600.podcast@gmail.com.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yep. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at floor_600 and Tumblr @floor600podcast. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/floor600. We have 4 levels that you can join at. So go check those out. Mm-hmm. Listen pretty much anywhere you listen and rate, review, subscribe, and thank you for listening.
I love that we have to tell them to listen while they're listening. It's my favorite
part. Yeah, we could probably
just
cut that line.